Hello.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Free Brightness Podcast.
Oh, God, is that your priest voice?
Yes.
Would you like to confess, young Isaac?
Please, yes.
Please come closer.
I confess I'm a free thinker, and I don't believe any of this cacapoo-poo that's out there.
Yes, and God loves you, too.
God always loves me.
Of course. Yeah. He loves your cacadoo-doo as well. He's God of everything.
Yeah.
And Yofi, how are you feeling today?
Yofi. She's the Yofi.
Yeah. She's the Yofiest.
She's the little baby. Yofi. Little baby. Yofi.
Oh. Yes.
We got something.
That was the best thing ever. I want to repeat that on a loop. That little. I think he's going to.
We got it, everybody.
That's
there you go.
So
that's so
amazing.
Cute. I want that to be my ringtone, too.
That's the best thing in the world, that sound.
You are adorable.
We really go for it in the car when we're on the highway. We really howl like
nobody. Does she have favorite songs?
No, she's just... it was funny. I used to do vocal lessons a lot in the car.
Right, right.
And when every time I get to the higher notes, she would just start howling like, and that's...
So you were hitting registers that were really resonating with Yofi.
You know, the best thing is that Meryl Streep movie where she was the opera singer, like the really bad opera singer.
With the ABBA movie, Mamma Mia?
No. Oh. That's funny. No, she was like she was a benefactor, and she tried to become an opera singer. She was a really rich woman. I forget. She was nominated for an Oscar.
I know what you're talking about. Mrs. Something. It was Madam something.
So she started doing her scales in that scene, and I was watching it, and when she started getting up to the high notes, Yofi full out was howling along. He was,
oh, that's the best. Look what I can do.
Oh my goodness. I wish I got that moment. I wish I recorded that.
They
moment.
Need American Puppy Idol. You know, they should, I bet you there's a certain register and a really good dog trainer that could get like a chorus of dogs. Like I'd love to see a dog choir.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? And Yofi could be what? The soprano? Maybe, you know, like a sister act, but with dogs.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
There's got to be.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they haven't.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better bark up and pay. Sorry, that's terrible. That's from Sister Act 2.
I haven't seen any of this.
You never saw Sister Act with Lauryn Hill? Intro?
Oh, really? Oh, Lauryn Hill's in it?
Sister Act 2 was Lauryn Hill's intro.
Lauryn Hill?
She crushed it. It was so hard to like, I just was curious, like how humble did Whoopi Goldberg have to be to watch somebody just like outshine her?
Well,
like,
Whoopi Goldberg wasn't singing, was
talent wise. No. She was being Whoopi Goldberg comedically, but you can tell instantly, like, oh my God, that's the future right there, like in your presence, you know. And it's still like, I hope Whoopi was humble and cool, and obviously the movie came out. I hope there wasn't any conflict, but she seems like the type of person that might have an ego, is all I'm saying.
You have to just accept the results and just take it.
That's what she said this past week.
Just take it.
Just take it.
Just take the results and eat them. How do you feel about it, Shiffa? Do, 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 do. Going there, we're going there, we're going there. Now, here's the thing. If I win at bingo, and I yell bingo, and you're like, oh, you won, and I don't show you my card, does it mean I win?
Well, what's the...
Did I win at bingo if I just yell bingo?
Yeah, I mean, like, before everything...
Because that's what's going on. Somebody's yelling bingo, and we're asking to see the card, and... They don't want to show the card. They're just saying, I got bingo.
Well, I'm curious on both sides. Like, what evidence would it take for you to just go, okay, I guess they're right. Or, oh my God, like, then we're really clearly dealing with, like, voter fraud, obviously. Like, because at the moment, those court cases aren't actually, like, amounting to as much as they were hoping for, I think. But the goal I'm positive on is to confuse enough of the swing states involved so that they send Republican electors to vote for him. And cause then they'll pick him to be president. You know, they'll pick Trump at that time. I mean, cause otherwise they'll have to like have it come down to Pence. And of course he's going to pick Trump. If they succeed, on two levels, either getting the Republican legislatures in these states that are Republican legislatures to send Trump electors to vote for him regardless of what the state wanted, which is that's really hard to say to their population. Or two, they have it go all the way to the Supreme Court, and then they decide based on the standard of obvious evidence of the fraud. Like, they have to have the evidence. I mean, like, that's the only thing that is keeping most of, I think, the Republicans that are severe about the voter fraud thing, I think they're staying with their heads in the game based around the evidence. So I saw that press hearing with Giuliani. What did you think?
Which one?
The recent one over at the hotel where it was like they had the guy.
Did you see the initial one with Sidney Powell?
Yes, I saw that as well.
Did you? I'm going to play a little clip of that.
Oh God, really? Why? Wait. Come on, man.
I am going to.
I am going to
because there is evidence of major evidence.
Oh yeah, there was somebody leaking for sure.
Leaking?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, you putz.
Oh, that's funny. How do you not deny the humor in watching the dude just drain his sideburns?
Oh my God.
It was hard. I felt bad for him.
I always feel bad. I feel bad for Giuliani schwitzing all the time, and he's got to like pat his head.
He patted his, and then he patted his.
He patted his, yeah.
He's just, so I don't know. He's just a disgusting human being.
He's just like the, he's a cartoon character that's just, and in the Borat film, it was really, really just creepy. But can we just say
he was set up? I'm not going to
totally
deny that.
Set up. She's a hot 24-year-old.
Yeah, and she was touching his leg.
And she was saying, "Let's go into the room." Yeah. And he's 76.
It was a setup.
He was 76 and single. If I was 76 and single, I'd be like, "Hey, you know."
But the funny thing to me that I always kind of like when I watched that, what I realized was like, there's a fan girl or fanboy scenario of Giuliani out there. This is something that's happened to him before.
Of course.
That's what blew my mind. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, he's used to this.
Absolutely.
He's gone to other Eastern European countries, and without the footage that we saw, but is that like, that had to have happened possibly.
Yeah, he's had fangirls. Before.
Fangirls, right. Fanboys, fangirls, all that.
Fanboy.
In Thailand, you never know. Bangkok.
I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
But he was totally set up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you can't fault him for wanting to get some from a 24-year-old.
I'm not going to fault him. I thought it was humorous.
I don't know what the problem is. That's what I'm saying. Like, got Giuliani. Where's the problem?
His self-awareness was a bit off. You got to admit, when the dude pops in and he goes, oh, good thing it's not one of your cousins. Like, it's like, wait, what did you say to me? And there's
if you've got Sacha Baron Cohen dressed in a little mankini and or whatever the hell it is. And he's like, I put it in man pussy. Like, I think you've got to,
audio guy came in, remember when he was dressed like the audio guy and he came in and he's doing snide remarks to Giuliani. I was like, if I was Giuliani, how would I not have been like, wait a minute.
He obviously didn't recognize him.
Like, this wasn't the first time. Like, that's the funny thing. It's like, as Ali G.
I think he was so.
Ali G talked to Rudy Giuliani.
I think he was so focused on hot Eastern European blondie.
That's true.
He didn't even realize it. He could have been anybody.
You know, but you saw how thrilled they were running away from that hotel room. They got away with it.
You know. And he probably signed the release. That's why he can't get it.
Of course.
He just like thought it was an
interview. Couldn't show his face otherwise.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel bad for him. Because
that's the other thing about it was like, if he knew it was coming out, like, why wouldn't he have stopped it? Like,
he can't stop it. He obviously couldn't stop it. He signed a waiver or released
the
interview.
That's just the thing.
There's nothing he could have done.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things about that, like, I feel like makes him seem that much more. I don't want to upset you, man, but it doesn't seem like he's the smartest guy on the planet. All right. I think I would have some self-awareness.
I want to tell you that here's the thing about Rudolph Giuliani. I lived through the Giuliani New York mayorship for pretty much the entire duration of his tenure. And he was great.
He was great.
He was great.
The RICO case thing was great.
He took on the mafia and won.
And crushed it.
And he knows how to root out corruption and find crime. That's all he's really good at. And he can get rid of it. Like, he cleaned up Times Square. He's the reason why New York has all these fancy schmancy places in Times Square. It was because of him that Disney came in with the Lion King. I remember I made my first bit as a comedian, my first bit as a stand-up comedian, in New York was, you know, a guy comes back from jail 10 years and he goes to 42nd Street and he says, you know, I'm down for some pussy, but I don't know about no Lion King.
Right.
So, you know,
oh, so, that's good. It's good.
Yeah, that was a good one. And Pinocchio, like, you know, going to get sex from Pinocchio and telling him to lie while you're riding him. That was another one.
That's the point I'm trying to get at, is it seems possible after all of that amazing work that it's a time for him to maybe retire. Like,
no, but
the gullibility of Giuliani is obvious. Like, he recently admitted he's not sure if he was manipulated by a Russian. He said that.
He's a nerd. And he's like a very nerdy, like, he's just a nerdy guy who's like a book. He's a booky nerdy guy.
Yeah,
like, he's a by the book, like, and he loves to, you know, he's one of those guys in school, like, I'm going to tell on you.
Oh, God. He was the hall monitor?
He was the hall monitor. I'm going to tell on you.
He's the worst.
But he's great at getting rid of crime. But what happened is...
And getting attention anyway on it. Spotlighting.
Yes, but what the problem in New York was, what happened was he did so well at getting rid of crime, and he got rid of all the crime, that he didn't know what to do after that. So then he started getting a little over the top. There was a moment in New York where he was cracking down on bars not having cabaret licenses. I think this was in the late 90s. So that meant that if you were dancing in a bar that didn't have a cabaret license, you were going to get fined. So there were undercover cops, like just a normal bar. And this was like a law from in the 20s.
Right.
I don't know why he would fly up. What possessed
– so something to do.
So yeah, exactly. Something to do, like more crime. Like, why don't they have these licenses? I don't know what the hell.
Do you know why Sacha Baron Cohen was wearing the bikini thing at the end of that scene?
Why?
Because there is footage of Giuliani dressed in drag wearing that.
No, where?
Oh yeah, you don't remember from the 80s and the 90s? There was a bunch of fun spoofs he did, like SNL sketches and stuff.
Well, he was
like,
trying to be cool.
He didn't know. But he's dressing in drag. Like,
but
that's
he
the
doesn't
funniest
know.
Thing about
like
it.
That, yeah. Somebody convinced him. Like, well, he's like, hey Rudy, you want to be cool with the cool kids?
Yeah, you want to do this?
Put on this dress.
I think
and
it was
like,
who's the sports announcer that got caught with the
Marv Albert?
Marv Albert. It was a Marv Albert sketch.
Oh,
I think.
Marv Albert.
Yeah, with Giuliani in drag.
He was like a biter and a beater, and he's like to put on wigs and stuff.
Oh,
and,
but that sucks too, man, because he was good at his job despite that. Like, everybody has
he
their
still has his job.
He got it back.
Yeah, he
but
did.
He had to go.
He had to go. Yeah. That's what happened. You go away for a little.
Do you think Kevin Spacey's coming back eventually?
No, they're all gone.
Louis C.K.'s gone.
They're all done. Well, maybe Louis C.K.
I just saw
Louis C.K. came back, and it was just butt. Like, it was just a weird, wacky, awful.
Oh, special. Did you hear his special? I never heard it.
Yeah, I couldn't get through the first 15 minutes. It was just.
It was like $7 and I didn't want to buy it.
I saw it. I don't know. I saw it and it was just like,
Well, he's got a show called Horace and Pete, I think is what it's called, but it was something he self-produced and put on his website, and it has Steve Buscemi and a bunch of really great actors. And it was him, like, before he got caught.
Yeah.
And then, like, as soon as he got caught, it kind of, like, it was still on the website and everything, but everybody stopped talking about it. Everybody acting-wise that was so proud of it suddenly. Now it's available on Hulu. Brand new. Just came out, like, a couple days
What's
ago.
What's available?
Horace and Pete, the Louis C.K. produced, written, directed thing that went straight to his website.
Oh. Is it good?
Well, I haven't started watching yet, but what's made me very aware is that he's still cutting deals.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
He's probably going to come back.
It's an interesting concept to me, is that can you separate the artist and the artist as a human?
Oh, that's a good question, because it's about like what I've had to keep bringing back up in regards to R. Kelly.
Yeah.
So his songs like, what is it? I Believe I Can Fly. We'll probably be brought up again at some wedding and somebody's not going to trip. They're going to be like, well, it's a good song.
But I mean, there are artists that have been involved in despicable acts against humanity where their art is still unbelievable. So do you do?
I could instantly just say Wagner and everybody's going to be like, oh.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with like somebody like Cosby? Do you watch the Cosby Show? Can you ever watch Fat Albert again?
I mean, that's a good point.
You know, do you listen to his comedy specials? Do you like, I mean, he is.
It depends.
His legacy is, I love Bill Cosby so much. I mean, you know, for his, whatever his foibles are as a human, I don't think that takes away from his art.
That's,
you can enjoy somebody's art without having to, you know, diminish them as a human being.
But we're in a different era. But yes, you're right.
Yes,
but,
we're in a different, exactly. Yeah, we're in a different era. Everybody's being raked against across the cost of coal.
Yeah. Back in the day, Richard Pryor would have, if it was today and Richard Pryor came out about the whole like shooting his car and setting himself on fire and that whole experience. I mean, yeah, sure, the rehab and everything, but there would have been still a hint today, I feel like, of it being even skeezier than it was when it came out then. Like if it came out, if that whole situation happened now, it would have been like, oh, crack. What?
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think people would listen to his humor as much. It would be more sensationalized. He would become right. like the Martin Lawrence, and everybody just knows you're crazy running on Ventura Boulevard. I don't like to, you know, I mean.
Well, Chappelle, you see, you heard what he did, right? On Netflix.
Yeah.
He was able to get, so he did Saturday Night Live, and then in his monologue, he talked about how, you know, he signed this contract, which now looking back was like a contract from hell with Viacom CBS.
Yeah.
And they own the Chappelle Show.
Through the perpetuity throughout the universe. I know that one.
And they put it out there on Netflix and made a deal with Netflix, and he felt really terrible about it. He said in this interview, he goes, it made me really feel bad. And I called Netflix and I said, hey, you know, you have an agreement with me and I'm putting out these specials. I've done good things for you. Take it off your channel.
And they did. Yeah.
But think about that. That means that Viacom is not getting any more of that money.
Right.
So that's a huge to like that. Which is a great thing for Dave because he's got that power, but there's other people that don't.
Yeah.
And their shows are probably the same, you know, like the Cosby Show on a certain level. If it got re-released because some producer needs some money and they have the content, why not make sure that the money from that show goes back to, I don't know, the women that were,
Why not?
What's the point of showing the show then? You're just
because
continuing.
Because it's entertaining, because it's an incredibly well done show. That was one of the only shows when it came out, like you would run home to watch. I don't think you were just born during that time, the late 80s. Like,
well, I had that about Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
But we would run home to see Fresh Prince.
The Cosby Show was an iconic show. Thursday night, 8 o'clock, you would be home watching that show with your family, 8 o'clock. Like that was every single week. It was a touchstone, during the entire 80s, probably early 90s. It was one of the greatest shows of all time. Yeah. It was
a huge boon for Ugly Sweaters.
Yes. But he was fantastic.
Yeah, no, he was what he did and his nature of comedy, which was why I recently rewatched that Seinfeld documentary he did, the comedian, I think it was.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, he talks to Bill Cosby, and that was sort of his idol on a certain level. And then, you know, Seinfeld again, and one of his comedians.
I remember that. I remember when he talked to Bill Cosby. Yeah. There was that clip. Yeah. After a show in Newark. Yeah.
And it's still in that movie. You're not going to cut it out.
Of course.
And I just realized, like, I see it differently now.
Yeah, and it's awful.
Yeah, so am I going to not see the Cosby Show differently now? You don't think anybody?
Of course, it's horrible. It's just really bad to think of you losing your legacy over your human faults and a lot of the comedy that we know as comedians.
Why is that? You don't think those actions don't have consequences?
Of course, they have consequence. But again, we're living in a different world where not every, you know, as you said, in another world, not unlike this one, your faults would not be shown to the entire universe at large.
Right.
It would probably be in a much, you know, you would have been convicted and that would have been the end of it. It would have been every single thing would have been disseminated throughout the universe, and everybody knows that you've done these awful things. So the court of public opinion is now in charge of your career and your legacy. And that's dangerous. I think you have to be insanely careful.
So what do you think is more legitimate than the court of public opinion over the court of legal experts?
The court of legal experts.
You would think so then.
Yeah.
So doesn't matter if what you're saying,
because the court of public opinion could be swayed, because the public opinion is very easily manipulated.
Right.
As we're seeing in our world right now.
It also depends on where that public is getting their info for their opinion.
Of course.
Yeah. And it could be one complete myopic point of view.
Absolutely.
And that will convince them. And it might not be the correct information they're getting, though.
Yeah. Everybody wants to tear celebrities down.
So right.
I know now that I overheard this several times where hip-hop stars are making girls sign NDAs and all kinds of stuff before they even come over.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because like the implications.
Yeah. So that's already out. I mean, like you're just, it's like our consent form, like where we talked about so many times.
Yeah. It's true.
Where you can, you know, you have to,
Well, there was a hip hop, crime unit at one point, you know, during the Biggie and Tupac era, there was actually a crime unit designed to just go after and find how these rappers were doing things illegal. Like the concert was like their, you know, what was it? Public enemy number one of sorts, you know, they have a platform, and it was scary to these people, to the police departments especially. And there's a great movie that just came out recently about the Tupac and Biggie situation and the cops. It's about the cops that were assigned to track all this stuff down, and they came really close.
To what?
To finding the killer.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
I mean, there's, See, the problem is, this is like, it's a conspiracy theory. If I say what I think it is, then it may be true.
You have to
say
it. It may
not be true.
You have to say it.
All right. So there's two ideas.
This
is on TV. It was just
like, okay, so who did they say?
Now it's on Netflix, I think now.
Wait, who is it? Who did it? Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I guess who did it? Satanists.
No.
Kamala Harris.
There's two, I think, right now.
Madeleine Albright.
There's two running theories. Okay.
Evelyn de Rothschild.
They definitely know who killed Biggie. That's been solved.
Oh, they did. Who killed Biggie?
There
was a gangster dude.
Yeah, it was a gangster dude.
But he was just a hitman.
Right. That was all been traced back.
And who did they trace it back to?
The debate is it might be Suge Knight. So that's still in question though, because the funny thing is like,
but isn't Suge Knight, who Suge Knight is also a shill for somebody else. So he's just a shill for the record companies.
But he got shot by at the same time when Tupac got shot. Tupac died, but he also got shot. Here's the thing. It's like the debate about this is like,
I think it was manufactured.
I think it was Suge Knight.
Suge Knight killed Tupac?
Yeah. I think it was intentionally shot to make it look like he wasn't the killer. He wasn't a part of the conspiracy.
He was in the car to make it look like he had nothing to do with it, but then he was the one behind it.
He was the one behind it.
That's really ballsy. Yeah. Like, I'm going to sit in there. You better make sure you get that shot right.
Yeah. That's the running theory that a lot of people still feel that way. Why would Suge
want to kill Tupac?
Because there was the masters and the nature of
He wanted all his masters.
Wanted all of it.
Yeah, just like Prince wanted all his masters.
Well, Suge Knight was like fiend for masters. Remember what he did to Vanilla Ice? He hung him over the edge of the balcony to get his masters.
Yeah. You don't own the masters. The masters own you. That's what Prince would say.
And then, you know, like you talked about, Taylor Swift tried to
Taylor Swift.
It's not the same. And the sad part about it is when you do have that thug mentality, situations like that will happen, you know.
But what does Suge Knight care whether he has Tupac's masters or not?
Tupac's one of the highest selling record, you know, artists of all time.
But he's still Suge Knight. He should be able to get whoever. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if they were genuinely not his masters, then he would have to do something ridiculous. Like maybe say the person who owned the masters would be Suge Knight.
I think there's other stuff that's going on. So who do they say it was?
Oh, well, all right. So the other third possibility is that Tupac got plastic surgery and is alive somewhere out there today. Because the theory about it, and you could hear it in his raps, was that he wouldn't be able to continue for a long life, with the way that he had, you know, been, you know, what he was saying, how he was saying it, and the whole Machiavelli thing that he was about, you know. Anyways, I don't really want to go into too much detail about all this, but what I'm interested. This is the current events is what I find interesting, you know. So like the idea that Dave Chappelle had enough power to do that is amazing to me, because it wouldn't be that way in the past. Prince had to change his fucking name.
Yes, he did.
We're in a different era. Yeah, the artists have the power again.
Yeah.
That's what I feel anyway. And it's not always like that, but look what the Me Too movement did is all I'm saying. Is it created a certain sense of doubt in the corporations, just like this situation now is sort of creating a certain doubt in our – you know, election process, but
it's creating a doubt me getting any dates anytime soon.
What it means is that we have a lot more opportunity now to tell them how we want shit run, you know, cause you know, Dave Chappelle doesn't want his stuff on Netflix. He can go to Hulu. He can go to Amazon. He can go to you know, there's no reason for that. Then again, big assholes like Viacom and Universal and Sony and Warner Brothers, they have such a library of content that they'll have to want to sell and resell and put out again. And every one of those artists now, I can't wait for Betty White to be like, fuck you and my Golden Girls. give me my residuals, you know. And that's really where we're at today, is it's not going to be possible for every artist to track the streaming service aftermarket, sort of releases that they're doing now. And so I'm really fascinated to see what happens. Simultaneously, we're all out of content. So we really need, you know, people to get to work, and start making some interesting shit to watch. You know, you're going to see it the next couple months to like probably April or May. If they don't release Black Widow, if they don't release Top Gun 2.
They're coming out with Wonder Woman on Christmas, which is breaking my heart.
Yeah.
They got to get rid of this nonsense with the lockdowns.
The last episode of Alex Trebek ever on hosting Jeopardy will be on Christmas Day.
Oh no, really? Mm-hmm. When the NBA releases all of its games? What are they thinking? I know
you guys are screwing yourselves. I will say this, Isaac. I have to admit, I know
screwing who?
The Republicans are screwing themselves.
What are you, straight up, they started off.
I was just going to say this because you wanted the opposing view thing. I had to say this because it was something I wanted to bring up without being a jerk about it. But think about it, okay? So they said, don't do the mail-in ballots. Don't do the mail-ins. So the Republicans came and they voted in person. Okay, great. And now there's an election fraud concept. So, okay, don't believe necessarily that like what happened with Trump, will happen with the two senators in Georgia. It'll be different. We swear the election fraud won't be that way. Please come out and vote, right? But you got all these Republicans that are upset because they lost and they think also now, there's not going to be, you know, legitimacy to my vote. So why should I come and vote in January for these two Republican senators? And then again, because they've sowed so much doubt in 2024, why again will they come out and vote? Like in a sense, they've set it up for Democrats to just tee it off with all these people doubting whether it's the mail-in ballots or the whole election process altogether. My hypothesis is that this behavior, which in my honest opinion is not beneficial for the Republicans to stay in power, if this behavior, which has been encouraged to their voters to not vote via mail and to not trust the electoral process, will convince them to not show up to vote for those two senators. So then the Democrats will win the Senate. And that means then by a narrow margin, all that shit you don't want to have happen, whatever that means, socialism and wars and drug people and people going to jail because of drug charges and all that fear that people have will more likely come to truth. And it's because of the Republicans. They did it to themselves. That's all I'm saying. It's just like the insanity of how incompetent they are in their own branding and the consistency of the bullshit.
Do you know that China bought the Dominion software for $400 million a month before the election?
Do you have the receipt? Did you see the receipt?
Yes. There actually, you could find
the... So what is the Dominion software?
The Dominion software is the software that has been used in all the swing states and every other state that has been flipping votes left, back, and right, and center.
The Dominion software was not used in the swing states. In fact, in the counties where it was used, Trump won 52% of the time.
Trump won...
In the counties that Dominion was used in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, Trump won 52% of the time.
The Dominion software flipped millions upon millions of votes. Millions.
If that's true, then how come they can't prove it in court?
I want to tell you right now, what you're seeing in the lower courts don't mean shit.
Okay.
Okay? It doesn't matter about the lower courts. The lower courts, whenever all you're seeing right now is who's on whose side and who is going to be trying to perpetrate the fraud and who is actually going to come out and say, I'm standing against it.
Brian Kemp is a Republican.
Brian Kemp's an asshole. Brian Kemp's a criminal and he's digging his own grave. Okay. Right.
And so is Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn is not, no, Michael Flynn has been exonerated.
He's been pardoned. It's great. He's one of the worst people on the planet, but he's been pardoned. Okay.
I'm getting into Michael Flynn. All right. That's a whole other thing.
He talked to Russians for sure. And then lied to the people about it.
Dominion software, Smartmatic software, has been used in Venezuelan elections to swing votes. That is the whole purpose of them. It is owned by and it's been infiltrated by the same people that have been changing elections for decades. And I got to tell you, all these recounts and everything else is completely irrelevant. They've captured the servers itself in Frankfurt, Germany.
Okay.
Do you know about this?
I do.
Okay. And what do you think about it?
Do you understand that
Smartmatic Software, which is a company that Smartmatic, which owns is a company in Canada, has outsourced the servers of our election to Barcelona. Okay, that had their server farm in Frankfurt, Germany.
Everything you're saying has been proven not to be true.
It is true. How has it not been proven to be true?
How has it not been proven to be true? It's not been brought in front of any sort of court of actual evidence.
The courts don't.
And then the DOJ just declared today that there was no voter fraud.
That isn't the guy. That's a strategy.
Bar.
That's
a strategy. Okay, so what's the strategy?
Oh, actually, he just came out. That just came out. A spokesman came out today and just said that that's fake news. That's bullshit.
So that's fake news.
Yes, that's all. That's all posturing. You don't have to.
All right. So Sidney Powell getting fired then from Trump's team was also.
She was not fired. You're in a derangement. Your mind is embedded with derangement and nonsense. I'm not proof. She was not fired from Trump's. Legal team. She was taken out of the legal team so that she would not be able to be given a gag order so that she can continue on whatever path she is and able to take down whatever she's taking.
Okay, because that's what I figured. I mean,
it has nothing to do with her being fired.
Okay, so maybe not fired, but she was repurposed?
No, she was being, it was a way to protect her so that she can continue doing what she's doing.
Right.
Do you know what the Kraken is? Do you realize that the Kraken is a smart computer that's been used to be able to detect criminal fraud and cyber fraud? That's a huge supercomputer that they're using to follow all the – and all the ballots were watermarked. So they know that what all the legal ballots were and weren't the legal ballots. First of all, I want to get back to the servers. There was an operation to take down a server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, run by a CIA operatives where five special forces of the United States military were killed. To get back the server that has –
And where did you read that? Where did you hear that?
This has been confirmed by the retired General McInerney.
I forget his name. How do you pronounce? All right, we'll figure it out later. The retired
You're
general.
Wrong.
I'm wrong. Sure,
you're fucking
I'm wrong.
Wrong.
Okay. So the evidence then needs
it's
to be presented.
It's all going to the Supreme Court.
Okay, great. So when that happens,
it's all going to the Supreme Court.
How does it
and
get
it's
to the Supreme
over.
Court? That's what I'm asking. Is how does it get there?
It's going. It's obviously going
to
get there.
You have to have a reason to get there.
It's already going to go. It's all going to the Supreme Court, and it's done.
Systemic
there
voter
is so
fraud.
Much fucking fraud in this election.
Okay.
JFA.
So all right,
it's
right.
so blatantly ridiculous.
I'm happy to believe it.
I'm going to play my clip
if it's proven.
It is going to be proven. It's already. It's game over because they got the server, which is they showed that was being hacked by Russia, China, and Iran.
Well, they don't have a lot of time.
And Biden.
Let's pretend you're completely
China.
Correct, right? And so, they have 2 weeks.
You are on the wrong side of history, my friend.
I'm just trying.
You are trying to continue a whole totalitarian disgustingness of death and destruction.
You're putting all of that on me when I've been simply saying this entire time, like I said on the last time, if it turns out that the beauty of all of this, and this is hilarious to everybody that is super left and liberal when I say this, it's they hate this, but this is the truth. This is exposing every single nook, cranny, flaw, intricate, just nuance of error in our system. I am enjoying watching how it spreads out to places that nobody ever thought that it would spread out to. Nobody ever thought that some Wayne County legislator nobody would be called into the White House.
How do you explain? How do you explain these dumps of thousands of hundreds of thousands of ballots at 4 a.m? This is what they do in these elections. Why are you looking at me like, oh yeah, really?
No, I'm interested.
How do you explain? This is what they do in Venezuela.
Because that's just it. The paper ballots have to match the electronic ballots.
That's what happens. That's what happens. You get to 10, 11 o'clock and you see that he was getting so many votes that the algorithms that they had programmed into the Dominion software.
By the way, Hugo Chavez is dead. You know that, right?
I know. Well, they did it for Maduro too.
Okay.
They did the same thing for Maduro, and they've been doing this for God knows where else. And then, if you follow any,
you do
of
know
the,
by the way, Dominion and what is it, Sysmatic? What is it called?
Smartmatic.
They're not. They don't work for each other. They're not the same company.
No, but they're still in cahoots and they're in bed with the people that run it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, because they both came out and said they don't have any connection with each other.
The guy, what's that guy? Eric Coomer is the guy that was running it, or is the man that said he's going to take care of it? He said, you know, don't worry, Trump ain't fucking winning anything. This is the guy who runs the software. He's the CEO or something.
Well, I feel kind of weird because the guy from Microsoft that they hired to be in charge of the cyber security infrastructure agency,
JFA, this election was ripped
Krebs.
With so much
Krebs.
Fucking fraud. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Look, it's so blatant. Who do you trust?
Who do I trust?
Yeah, who do you trust?
I do not trust anybody on CNN, Fox News, and I do not trust.
Oh, now Fox News as well. Okay.
Fox News went down a shitter a month ago. They revealed their true colors.
Not even Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker kind of lost it a little bit.
I mean, he's being paid. They're all being paid. You know, I mean, the biggest issues I have with any of those major media, and I'll give it to you.
Right, if you are watching major media news or anything, you're from not your getting phone, complete you don't news. Know anything yeah, that's going
I will,
on.
I will say that.
You do not know a goddamn thing that's going on in the world.
The only fact of that is that they are corporations that have to pay bills, and they know that there is a line that they cannot cross. If they told the truth every time, you wouldn't have people watching.
90% of all media is run by 6 corporations.
And where is Ron Burgundy in this whole process? Because I have a feeling.
I would love Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, actually, I have a strong feeling. Him and Rupert Murdoch go golfing. They got it.
Or John Stewart. Get John Stewart.
John Stewart would be fun.
Fucking John
He's
Stewart.
He's coming back. Is Apple TV.
Really? Oh, yeah, really?
Don't get rid of your Apple TV. He's on Apple TV next month.
I have Apple TV. I just got 2. That's the problem. Oh, I accidentally got 2.
I always wanted Apple TV.
They were assholes to me, Spectrum. They sent me 2 and I thought that.
Did they charge you 2? For 2?
Yes, they charged me for 2 and I only wanted 1, obviously, but I didn't know what was in the second box because I was like, oh, are there more wires or something in this? So I opened it up and then now they said, oh, well, you opened it, it's yours.
You assholes. Yeah, that's like a bad.
That's fucking nonsense. What kind of joke is that? I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. This is your error. You created 2 accounts in my name. You screwed up my name the first time. So you did another one and it triggered 2 Apple TVs and now you sent me 2. Whose problem is that? That's not my problem. That's your problem. Take it back. And they're charging me for it.
When I was a kid, I had the same thing happen at Comic-Con where I had 2 copies of a comic that I knew, I took one out and to show the guy, like, you see, you know what this is. This one's in good condition. Okay. But I'm not trying to sell this one. And then I was like, but this one here is not coming out of the bag. It's brand new. And it's mint condition. And he's like, oh yeah. All right. Cool. And then I start to show the one that I started to put back the one that I'd opened back in the plastic. And as I'm doing it, my friend takes the other one out of the plastic, instantly drops the condition down. You know how it is, right? Yeah, he hits the air. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he touched it. Fingerprints, all of it. I'm just like, dude, you didn't. There was a point to keeping one in the bag.
Right.
And that's where we're at. It's done. Your Apple TV is now yours.
Bullshit. It's crap. It's such nonsense. You sent it to me. Take it back. I went to the store. They wouldn't even touch it. They wouldn't take any – they want no responsibility for you opened it, it's yours. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is she, a wife or something? Yeah, like I riled her? I haven't even used it. I just opened the plastic on the box. Like just put some more plastic wrap on it and off it goes. Like this is nonsense.
Oh, man. I wonder if that was what it was like when Trump opened up Melania's box and he was like, yo, can we – I didn't order her.
Oh my God.
I wanted a blonde.
My God.
But he can't take it back. He can't send it back. He's already open. He called Apple.
It's just the same thing when Joe Biden opened his box and put his fake eyes in and his fake nose on. But yeah.
Hey man, I love the worldview you have.
Joe Biden is a China-controlled nut job.
Your worldview is very entertaining. It's like Lex Luthor status of interesting. It's not saying that it's wrong. I'm more interested in watching this show that you're talking about because the one I'm talking about is just responsible government, which is boring.
He's got a boot on. You know what that means? That means he's got an ankle bracelet. He hurt his foot playing with his dog. He hurt his foot.
Let's imagine what he says is true. He hurt his foot.
How do you hurt your foot?
You're
playing
78
with your,
years old. How do you not hurt your
you
foot
doing?
Playing with your dog?
Yes. Well, now how did he get through Thanksgiving?
Fooling bubble wrap.
How did he make it through Thanksgiving for God's sake without breaking every bone in his body?
Well, it was probably
he's a teleprompter reader, for God's sake.
You know, I do think it would be interesting.
He is such a he's a fucking tool. I cannot be so this is
Look,
awful.
You clearly have opinions about it, but what
horrible.
I was thinking about with your teleprompter
horrible,
idea.
Man.
If big tech is involved,
of course is involved. I think what Zuckerberg was responsible for funneling $350 million into this election.
Who cares? Citizens United. Who cares? I mean, come on. Same thing with Mitch McConnell gets happy when he impedes.
Flush him down the toilet.
You do know that, right? He gets happy. He laughs when they say, you know, you're not passing stimulus. Like,
flush him down the toilet.
Okay.
Flush him down the toilet.
Fuck Mitch McConnell.
But still, we need to have a fair election. This is not a fair election,
JFA.
It's
all about a fair election.
It wasn't a fair election.
If that's true, prove it.
It's been proved.
It hasn't.
Go and look at
it to the court.
It's been brought to the court.
2 out of 32 cases have been thrown out. I'm sorry. 2 out of 32 cases.
That's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. That's all conjecture. It doesn't matter. All they're doing is they're showing how fraudulent the legislatures and governments
doing,
are.
What they're doing is creating
Even
doubt in our system.
Even the recounts are bullshit. There should be doubt because
of
there's
course.
Been 9 million
But you know what that means
elections.
To the dumb – I'm sorry. Excuse me. Please forgive me. the people that are willing to believe then that those elections are fraudulent aren't going to vote.
That's not true. That's a conjecture. Why would they?
Okay, it's as much of a conjecture that they're not going to vote as Biden's a robot.
Biden is definitely a clone. If you look at him, it's not
been proven.
You could take a look at. I'm going to send you a picture, and it's just so ridiculously blatant.
No, I like the idea.
He was shot. He was executed. It sounds like
Spielberg wrote that idea.
Our world, Jonathan Freeman Anderson, yes. is so much more unbelievable and amazing right. and beyond comprehension than anything that you are getting from your tiny little singular channel that the virus is the virus of the belief systems that they are implanting in your brain about elections and your health and everything that is out there. It is a complete
program. We're only seeing the top 10% of the iceberg. I agree with you. We only see to the top 10%.
That is the real virus, is the information that has warped people's brain. Good people, good well-meaning people with good hearts. There's nothing, all liberals are loving, all my friends who are liberals and they, you know, got the Biden Harris thing, they're all wonderful people. They all are loving, just want good things in the world, but they are being warped and manipulated on such a deep and powerful level. It's sad.
Are you willing to admit that you could see that on the other side as well?
What other side?
Like on a really deep, deep other insane side, there are some people on the right that have gone too far right.
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just want to agree. What I feel like is things have kind of flipped on a lot of levels. Like the labels might still be what they are, liberal, conservative, but they're not actually, you know, calling a Republican isn't what they used to be.
But here's the difference, you know, right
today
now.
Today isn't what they
the
were.
The difference right now is that whatever is evil and corrupt and is trying to infiltrate our country is now coming from the top rungs of the Democratic Party, whereas before in the early 2000s it was coming from the top rungs of the Republican Party.
Yeah, it was
that's
Bush.
The whole Project for New America Century and all that other garbage. And that's so that now that has gone through its own cycle. And then the whole plan was Hillary was supposed to bring in the next stage of evil,
the next
death,
wave
and destruction
of
evil.
Right.
She was Sauron.
But it would have been branded as progression. Right?
Yes, but it was evil.
Yeah, it would have been branded as.
And the people wanted
democracy.
Nothing to do with that crazy right. witch from Health Beelzebub. Insurance. They wanted nothing to do with her, right. so they rolled out Barack's, shiny Obama, and the world was saved for 8 years, or supposedly. And he was just setting up
what
the first 8 years.
What do you feel about removing troops from Afghanistan?
All of them. Get them all out. Get every single troop that's somewhere else
and,
out of
and
the world.
What about history repeating itself?
What do you mean history repeating
itself? Well, that's how we got 9/11. So.
What are you talking about?
The concept of inspiring people and then leaving them to their own devices.
Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11.
We created our problem, which left the opportunity to be
what
attacked.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Who do you think attacked us in 9/11?
All right, you removed
that
people.
That was 9/11
was Saudi Arabia. There was a lot involved.
That was not Afghanistan. That was not the Taliban.
No, you're right. It wasn't. What I'm saying is
all we were in Afghanistan for was to protect the poppy fields and the opium trade. That's what we were in fucking Afghanistan for.
Well, we were correcting our error.
And to stabilize
the region.
We were correcting our error.
We gave Bin Laden guns. We had him fight
Bin
the Russians.
Bin Laden is a CIA asset. We used him for many years. He was used as a proxy for the Russians. That stuff. Don't get me Afghanistan.
But it's the same thing with the – every time we arm insurgent group, it seems ridiculous, but they turned on us. So consistency.
The CIA, the FBI, and the DAJ are all fucking corrupted.
And they've been flipping governments for a long time.
And they have been doing it for many years.
Coup is an American.
And that's what's going
on
right now is there was a coup against the president of the United States.
There's a U.S. coup in your opinion.
There's a U.S. coup right now going against the president of the United States that is being funded and taken over by China. And I don't care if the guy is an asshole and a piece of shit and a loser and whatever he's done and whatever emotional baggage he has. You cannot allow this to happen if you were an American and you want our country to continue on the way of being free, because right now we are not living in a free country. We're living in a repressed, suppressed, communistic society where everybody's going wacko, and I'm not going to get into viral nonsense right now because that's another 4-hour podcast.
Yeah.
But this is not a free country that we're living in. You don't go and say, don't take 10 people into your fucking house and walk around with it. This is not a free country. We're not living in a free country. This is a precursor to giving up your jobs and destroying everything that is there so that you are completely sucking at the teat of the state for the rest of your life.
I mean, that's pretty heavy for just asking for a living wage.
No, that's
For not having to pay for your school.
But here's the thing, Yucko Manucko. Here's the Yucko. Yes, living wage comes with major conditions, just like everything else. That's terms and conditions. The terms and conditions of a living wage is we're going to destroy all your businesses and we're going to destroy your livelihood, and that the only thing that you're going to be able to survive off of is your living wage. And for order you to get that living wage, you're going to have to accept a vaccine. You're going to have to accept an identification, and you're going to have to accept everything that we say as the government.
You're never getting a vaccine.
Fuck no, I'm not getting a vaccine.
You're never going to get the vaccine. Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay. You never got a flu vaccine?
No. Why would I get a flu vaccine?
Have you ever gotten any vaccine?
I'm sure I got one when I was a kid.
Right. Your parents used to get
like two when you were a baby. Now they give you 600 when you're a baby.
Well, yeah. If you had kids, you wouldn't give them vaccines.
I would give them like maybe the one or two that are necessary, like, I don't know, polio or God knows what. But I would make sure what the fuck was in them. I wouldn't just willy-nilly just jab them with 600 or God knows how many. There's so many.
But right, what now do we do? How do we trust who to
determine?
It's
called your immune fucking system. You don't need it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's called being healthy. What is there to protect against? We're all healthy human beings. Look, you make thousands upon thousands of choices for your health every fucking day. You're going to tell me the government's got to take care of every single one of them? How you sleep, how you eat, all the foods you put into your system, all the ways that you take care of yourself mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, your exercise, whether you do this, whether you do that, whether you're smoking, whether you drink. There's 9 gajillion ways you articulate your way through your health and through your being.
So you're against no smoking laws then?
I'm against no smoking laws?
Yeah, because like you can't smoke a cigarette in like Beverly Hills or Santa Monica.
God bless that. Yeah, that's imposing upon, you know, whatever the hell.
Somebody's choice.
I have to smell your garbage. That's another thing. I don't need to smell your garbage. Don't you dare equate this.
Nutrition facts are nice, right?
Yes.
So having that on your McDonald's is cool.
Don't you dare equate the smoking with the breathing and the mask.
Who created that at all?
Who created what?
I didn't say that.
Yes, but I saw your brain thinking. I'm looking right into your brain. I saw your brain. I saw somebody jumping into your head saying, oh, well, then you can't cough on me or whatever.
The point is they've already – laws are in place for the health of the country already.
Right, but there's all choice. We have the right to make our free choice. That's the hallmarks of a free society. You take risks. Right. You take risks when you walk outside the door. And in a free country, you are allowing the citizenry to make those own risks upon their own volition. Like you make a choice. If there's a madman walking the streets at night, you have a choice. You have a choice of whether to stay inside. You have a choice to walk around with a bunch of people. You have a choice to say, fuck it, I'm going to take my own – I'm going to go outside. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm not going to be afraid. Whatever. That's your choice. You have choices. You should have the freedom of choice. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
So you like Oregon's new law then.
Oregon?
In Oregon now you can, you know, if you get caught with crystal meth or cocaine or heroin. Like,
yeah, isn't it great? You could deal meth, have cocaine, do whatever the fuck you want, but you can't have 7 people on a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, you'll just get like $100 fine.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, but in Thanksgiving, they're dragging you off jail.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is like right now they have underground comedy shows that I heard about, like my buddy Trey Stewart was talking about it, and he went to a show and he was doing it. He goes, yeah, they're there. Nobody's wearing – I mean, some people are wearing masks. Some people are social distancing, and they're like, hey, I'll just hope the cops don't break it up. And I'm thinking about it going, wait a minute. Comedy's now speakeasies? Is that what we
– I think that's awesome.
That's what he said. And, you know, and that's what's happening all over LA right now. You can jump on it if you want, Isaac. I'll help you find it. Because I've been – you know, there's – avenues of comedy now, and we need to get it back into.
Are they doing speakeasy comedies in LA?
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Oh, yeah.
How do we do that?
I'll hit up Trey.
Are there speakeasy places to talk to girls?
Yeah, right. I mean, well, the thing about the.
Well, wait, the comedy shows,
if they think the cops are coming, people leave. But they're all outdoors, usually.
Oh, they're outdoors?
Yeah.
But then that's not a speakeasy. That's just an outdoor gathering.
Yeah. I mean, because they still think – I think there's still some element.
Oh, because you can't do the 10 – that's so stupid. There's no science behind that. Where is the science? You want to talk about the evidence. Show me the evidence. Where is the science between 6 feet and all this other garbage? Well, show me the science. There is none. There's no fucking science.
Chuck Grassley might disagree with you.
Who's Chuck Grassley?
87-year-old Senator Chuck Grassley, which was seen on C-SPAN talking to somebody less than 10 feet away from the speaker above him who was overseeing everything. And that speaker had been tested positive for COVID the day before.
Now it's inanimate objects are getting tested positive? What do you mean the speaker?
The speaker of the house.
Oh.
The guy was tested positive. It was in the house. Oh. So the minority whip, which is a Republican, overseeing the house chamber at the time on C-SPAN was being filmed, who the day before had been tested positive for COVID, and he's there without a mask, talking down. Within 10 feet below him is Chuck Grassley, who was tested negative, and he's having a conversation. The day after that, or a couple days after that, he gets tested positive, and everybody's like, look, we can watch the transmission in front of us.
How do you know that wasn't manipulated and bullshit? How do you know they just didn't make up a fucking bullshit test? Because all the tests are bullshit anyway, because they're 90% false positives.
I can't tell you, but Republican Senator Chuck Grassley was not able to go to the Senate and vote.
All of it is nonsense. All nonsense.
But because of the COVID is affecting the Senate the way it's affecting the major leagues. You didn't let me finish. It's affecting the Major League Baseball and NFL right now.
It's all asymptomatic garbage. The guy for the Raiders was called from the health department in Nevada and they said, you have COVID. He said, how do you mean I have COVID? I've got my tests from the team and how are you calling me? They're like, oh, we're sorry about that. And they took it back.
And that's what I mean. It's affecting the statistics of the game. Cause if that guy was there, it might have been a different
game. It's affecting my fantasy league. Cause I've lost my fantasy league.
I'm
5-7.
It's affecting your fantasy Senate.
It's all that
too.
Matters. I'm 5-7 in my fantasy league and out of the playoffs.
It's affecting your fantasy Senate also.
My fantasy Senate. That'd be great if we picked politicians. I mean, Grassley's out. Fuck.
Grassley's out. Damn it. I'm not going to win the vote.
I was going to win.
That's what I was going for.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Thank you.
That was a good one.
Okay. Occasionally, I still have good jokes.
Unfucking believable. I want to say one thing about the ridiculous tests, okay? And this is truth. All right?
Did you get one yet?
No, I'm not going to get it.
You've never had a test yet?
Hell no.
They tickle your brain?
They're going to tickle. God knows what they're putting up your fucking brain.
My mom's a nurse at Cedars. I don't trust my mom.
She
gave the test, so it's
fine. So she's engaging in putting God knows what up your fucking brain.
A cotton swab?
I'm pretty sure the cotton swab doesn't have anything on it. Who knows what the hell that – I don't trust any of that. I don't want anybody telling me anything about anything.
Good God. I have a leprosy farm for you to find that isn't real. I swear it's not real.
I don't want anybody touching me about anything or nothing.
But they don't have leprosy. It's a lie. I'm telling you.
Freedom. Give me my freedom.
They're just mannequins.
I want to be free. Let me be free. Free.
You can be free with
my
the
choice.
Lovers.
My choice.
Be
my free. Free my free. My choice. 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 Free. 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 I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Leave me alone. Tyranny. Go away.
I'm gonna go
fuck
smoke
off,
a
government.
Cigarette.
Fuck off, government. Leave me alone. Fuck off. Leave me alone. Fuck off. Leave me alone. Fuck off. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Go away. Get out of my life. Get out of my life, government. Fuck off. Leave me alone. That's all I have to say. Get off. Leave me alone. I'm healthy. I'm here. I'm positive. I'm the man. I'm great. I don't need you. Go away. I'm not gonna hurt anybody. Fuck off.
In the future, when you visit Isaac's tombstone, it will have a voice-activated message when you step on
fuck off, leave me alone. Get off
of me.
Fuck off, get off, leave me alone. Fuck off, get off, freedom, I'm free.
I'm free. Yes, we get
it. I'm free of this mortal coil.
All right, can we step to the next one? Then
you're fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. How dare you, Yofi's never going to die. Yofi's going to live for a million years.
Of course, but that's what I mean. She'll be protecting you.
Yeah, she'll be on my grave.
Yeah, she'll be protecting
you. That's right.
You'll be yelling, fuck off, get off of me.
Yes, I'll have a little thing. Fuck off, get off me, leave me alone, I'm free.
And we'll be like going to the guy that runs the funeral, the cemetery and be like, yo, can we do something about this? We're like, no, we can't. He's not the only one. He started a trend. The entire Yiddish section of the cemetery is like this now. Get off, what are you doing? Oh my God, go away.
Fuck off. Fuck off, get off, fuck get off, get off.
Don't go visit the Italians.
Yeah, don't tread on me. That's right. That's hilarious. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Yeah,
that's all I have to say. Leave me alone. I just want you to leave me alone. I just want to be left alone.
I appreciate that.
How can I just leave me alone, Los Angeles County stupid health people? Leave me the fuck alone. I'm fine. I don't need you. Go away. You're scared? Be scared. Run away like little ants. I don't care. Just for God's sake.
It's fine. It's fine.
What's fine? It's not fine.
But look,
everybody can't even look in people's eyes anymore. It's horrible. This is not the way to live humanity. This is not a way to live life. This is going – we are spinning down a toilet drain with all the ways we're engaging each other with this fear garbage. It's horrible. Can't take it anymore. I can't take people, you know, looking away and down when we pass. It's just not – you say hello in the morning, for God's sake. You say hello. That's how you engage people. Hello. Good morning.
For everybody listening, it's really interesting to me because Isaac's actually the more peaceful of the two of us.
Aren't we really?
On a more regular basis. You seem to be the more that's, you know.
Well, you get me riled up. That's what's happening.
Yeah, clearly, I do. And then every time I rile you up, I lose a friend. So this is it. After
who's
this,
who's you
I lost a friend the last time I riled you up.
Why? Who did you lose? Oh, yeah. Well, that's a back and forth.
And this time around, I'm going to lose all of, I don't know.
Who cares? Why would anybody want to stop talking to you because of what the hell I have to say?
Exactly. So they'll listen back. And I said to you in the last time around, there's one guy I know who won't help somebody in recovery because of this.
But I'm not talking love rule. I'm purple. I'm purple in Eddie Murphy. I voted for Eddie Murphy.
You are purple. Purple rain.
I've got purple rain everywhere. Yeah. You have to come to my new place. I got all. Do you see my little print stuff and
it's
everything?
Great.
I got my record player set up. I am so excited. I listened to a record for the first time. I got to tell
you. Good.
It's
different. Yeah.
It's so different.
Tell me about that.
You hear the music. You fucking really hear the music. And that was on an old record. Like I just bought a really new fancy schmancy one for $30 because I just
right.
I'm going down that road. It's really bad.
Are you going to become that guy?
I hope not. Oh, but I bought my first one and I know it's going
to
be bad.
It's hard to give up once you start.
I know it's bad. But yeah. I put on my I put the first record I played was Prince Love Sexy, and you hear all the pops and the hisses and everything. But still. When you don't get that, it's organic music is what it is.
The tones are richer to me. Like,
yes.
Like the instruments themselves have a higher quality
yes.
of sound.
Yes, absolutely. It's enriching. Mm-hmm. I felt the music. Like I felt it. It was.
And I always think it's a compression factor, honestly. Like when I think about it more frequently, cause I've listened to, like the same song. On a record, I've listened to it straight out of the board, you know, straight from the software. And there's a clear loss in quality.
Absolutely.
The more you try to turn it into a different kind of like format, you know, so, and MP3s aren't the greatest.
Yeah, it's awful. They're awful. They're all shit.
Yeah. And I try to tell that to my stepdad who makes the most amazing music that I hate to say it, but listen to it before you print it on that CD. Try and listen to it in your car first. I hate to say it because, unfortunately, that's the way a lot of people are going to listen to it or listen to it on your cell phone first. And hopefully before you release it, you'll know then, oh, okay, cool. I can pop up the dynamic a little more because that's what they're going to hear. But it's never going to be as good
as
a record.
It's beautiful.
It's never going to be as good as a record.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how beautiful it was.
And it's every genre.
Yeah.
I mean, like people think it's silly when I say this, but dude, try listening to Skrillex or Underworld.
That's I'm not good. Ready to go there.
I know. But Underworld is a beautiful duo that they do all the soundtracks for Danny Boyle. So they did Trainspotting and Sunshine and they did the Olympics when they're in England. So they're an electronic duo. Okay. But their music is so amazing.
I think I've heard some Underworld. I think it's pretty cool. Yeah. Was it you? Somebody played me Underworld.
I think I played you Barking Underworld, but
was that you? Somebody else played me some Underworld stuff. Well, it might have been a chick.
I got the vinyl I put it on my headphones after listening to Pink Floyd, you know, and I listened to Shine On You Crazy Diamond, which is this huge epic song.
Yeah, you told me that.
And then I put on this Underworld record thing. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit lighter. And it was just as mind blowing because it was the vinyl, the feeling like on with the headphone experience. I mean, I see why people from the 70s just like disappeared in their man caves, you know, and just listened to their vinyl for hours and hours. Like
yeah, it's
prog
beautiful.
People.
It feels like it's an experience. It really truly is a wonderful, beautiful musical experience where you feel as close to what the artist intended as possible. And I don't want to give that up, you know, and I was thinking about it, like, how did I start there? Cause obviously I started my life with vinyl and now I had to come all, it took me decades to come back to this. And I think the germination of it was the CD was how we all went to shit.
Right.
Because the CD digitized everything and it went from, you know, 30, 40 minutes of music and 6, 7 tracks and we lost the sides. We lost side A and side B and it just became.
Yeah, because you had that in the tapes, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have that.
You still had it in the tapes. So once you lost side A and side B, it became a list and it also became stuff you could skip.
Right.
So now it wasn't about every song connected to each other. Now you could skip through stuff and then the artist realized, oh, I have to put instead of 8, I have to put 20 instead of 20 and then it was 25 and then it was like 3 hours of music.
Double album, triple
album.
Yeah,
triple, quadruple album and it just went down and down and down and then once Napster came and digitized everything and democratized it and it was free.
It became the single market.
It devalued everything and nobody gave a shit and everybody just wanted everything for free.
Yeah.
And that was, and you lost AB was way, way, way gone. And so now there's no more AB. There's just singles and, you know, everything is like, yeah, just, you know, you release an album. Nobody buys the album. They just go straight to Spotify or Apple Music and just play and then you're over. It's exactly done. And it's horrible.
Every now and then you'll get an artist that wants to get off their record contract, yeah. I think, and they'll put out three albums. Like Green Day just did that. Uno Dos Tres was a few years ago, but it was like clear to me that they're just trying to pump out this, this deal that they made before this mattered.
Yeah.
You know, cause it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter now. Like maybe it was exciting to say, oh yeah, you're going to get a record contract. I'm like, why?
Yeah. Now it's all singles.
Give me a single contract.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. I ordered a Coleman Hawkins album. Very excited. I never heard before. And, I'm just going to keep going down that road.
If you, you know, we can trade records if you want. I got a huge collection of my own.
Do you really?
Well, it's my family's. We kind of all just give it to my mom's got her collection. My dad's got his collection. We all just kind of just keep adding to the pot.
I still have most of my records are still home at my mom's house. So I don't know how I'm going to get those because they're hard to, you know, some of the best stuff in my record collection that I still there, all those old Bill Cosby records.
Oh, well, I mean, like I did listen on a road trip, the comedians, oral history.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating how the record for the comedian, like overnight became such an opportunity to find new audiences.
Yeah.
You know, and the nature of the record being something that was instantly abused, for comedians, it was crazy. Cause like there was I don't remember which the label was, like it was like Laugh Records or whatever, but these two genius producers were like, oh, we're just going to go around to every comedian and record their set, put out the record and be like, oh, hey, look how huge you are. But then those comedians wouldn't get the royalties from the records and Red Fox, who became huge, had to sue for his royalties from his records. And that's the question you have to ask yourself. Is the fame worth more than the original royalties or what? And we're still seeing it again, bringing it back to Dave Chappelle, you know, with the pulling Chappelle's show off of Netflix and like people like Bill Burr being like, you know, thank God that is a sign of something useful for us as artists. I don't know, man. I'm just finding it fun to simplify, you know, and like I talk to my nephews and my nieces and they're underage and they don't have any concept of, you know, the election fraud. They don't have any, they're kids, you know, like they're, and I was talking to like my one nephew whose dad voted, you know, Trump and I was like, are you okay, man? Cause I don't want you to think like Uncle Yoni, me, Jonathan is the whack job uncle or whatever, because your parents are saying, you know, this and this. And he goes, oh no, I don't care about any of that. I just want you to tell me how to play the drums. And, you know, I love the comic books you bring me, you know? And so that's what I want to like sort of encourage is like, keep the good ideas, you know, how do we encourage, you know, wholesome things? I don't know. I love your wool jacket again. I will say that looks like the warmest.
This is the greatest thing like, ever.
There is
my Sherpa.
There is some sheep out there freezing. It's balls off.
It's not sheep.
It's wool, right?
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's anything.
Isn't wool come from sheep?
I don't think it's wool. Is it wool?
That looks pretty woolly to me, man. You look like a sheep.
You're warm and comfortable.
Exactly. That's how a sheep feels. You're wearing some poor bastard who's freezing now. Where is my coat?
I'm sure it's a lamb chop. Right now. Yummy.
Yeah, yummy lamb chop. Now. Isaac's really making it very clear how he feels about the animals.
Yeah, I love it. The animals. You know, they taste delicious.
They taste so ethically. How do you feel? I don't know. I like Bill Maher's attitude about that, where he was like, look, I'm on the board of PETA, but I still wear leather occasionally. I still eat meat, you know, occasionally, but I think it's important to treat them ethically. Like it doesn't make sense to have these farms where animals are crowded.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
And I agree with all that. Yeah. And that's why I disagree with the whole vegan argument. If you're doing it on ethical or moral grounds, that if you want to eat meat, but you don't because you feel it's wrong, by you extracting yourself from the equation does not fix the situation.
Does not at all. I agree. I had a friend that did that. He goes, oh, I'm doing it because I want to protest from them. I'm like, what are you doing?
No,
you're doing jack shit.
The way you do it is you use your market dollars to do the choices that are for animals being treated properly and are on farms that are humane and are, you know, all that's how you change the market.
That's my attitude.
Market dollars go towards that and then they'll find a way to cheat to make it seem like they're also humane too while they're also being disgustingly evil.
Anyways, Isaac and I have more shows coming up in the near future, and we're just going to keep having our sense of humor, because if we lose that, then what's the point of being free or bright?
I am free and bright. I am bright and freeness.
Yes, as am I. All right. I love you, buddy. I love you, Yofi.
You little babies is babies.
And babies is babies is babies. She is like literally the most picturesque dog I've ever seen.
She
deserves like calendars and photos, and
I know.
I'd love to see Yofi on the side of a building.
I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
We're going to make that happen.
Yes.
All right. Now that is something to focus on.
Yeah, we're going to end on that. Our dream to focus on, and it's doing something for somebody other than us.
Yeah. I mean, how would you love if you're stuck in traffic and you see a big thing of Yofi on a fucking building?
Oh my God.
That'd be the greatest thing ever in the world.
You would lift me up.
It would lift me up. Of course. You'd be like, oh my God, I just feel better. Just like everybody else.
It's going to be better.
Everything. That's how she works. Yeah. Every time she's near somebody, they just feel better about themselves.
Such a sweetheart.
I would be able to tell more often if I could see the other half of their face, but I'm gathering from their eyes.
Yeah, this is a whole different argument.
All right, guys. All right,
man. Have a great night.
Yep.